The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
An intriguing announcement from Panther Metals today. The company is sending samples of material from the Dotted Lake project to laboratories for testing for magnesium in particular. Here to tell us more about the implications of that is Darren Hazelwood, Panther's CEO. Morning to you, Darren.
Morning, Alistair. Thanks for having me on.
So tell us a little bit about this Dotted Lake magnesium testing, which you've announced is getting underway today. What does it mean?
Yeah, well, look, we have to start off by being very cautious here. This is a proprietary technology that we're dealing with. And magnesium is historically very expensive to extract from serpentinized ore body. It's an ultramafic serpentinized ore body. And we have been working, as the market knows, with extract elsewhere. This is around the Winston Lake tailings project. And I approached them to see if they had any interest in effectively giving this a go, and whether they thought the technology might be right for it. The feedback from extract was positive. So we've both aligned and decided to give this a go. What people have to remember is in early 2025, we announced that we'd hit magnesium over hundreds and hundreds of meters. We put three holes into the ultramafic body. We hit magnesium up to nearly 21, around 21%. And that was in every single drill hole that intercepted the ultramafic body. Now, the ultramafic body itself, we believe, is considerable. And to give this a shot makes absolute sense. But again, I have to be cautious.
So, I mean, the intercepts themselves, as you say, do look very attractive in terms of their width and the size of the zones that you're talking about. So what's the complexity here? Is it that processing magnesium is difficult, as you referred to a minute ago, or is it that that magnesium just isn't a commodity that miners normally go after?
Well, I think... The magnesium market itself, I think, is you can draw a lot of parallels with the tungsten market. The tungsten market is probably ever so slightly bigger, but it's a growing market. And yes, people do go after it, but 95% of magnesium is drawn out of China at this point. And obviously, we've announced recently a tie-up on Winston with Traxi, and they're involved on Project Vault, one of the three suppliers that, from the American government. And that's a new US strategic critical minerals reserve sort of public-private partnership. And with 95% of magnesium coming out of China, I would certainly target here that this has the potential, should we have favourable outcomes, to become a major source of supply for magnesium directly into North America. And you can't forget on this magnesium as well. If you're digging up the rock, for all intents and purposes, you also got nickel running throughout this entire body, a very low grade, but then suddenly that comes into play. Now, when you're talking about a long life potential mine that also has other credits and particularly nickel, then this becomes a game changer for everybody and everything around this project.
So a successful outcome then, I assume, would mean something like a recovery rate above a certain percentage of magnesium. Is that a correct way to look at it?
Yeah, I think what we're looking to do is, can we recover magnesium from serpentinite at a commercial level? And when I talk about a commercial level, due to the size of Dotted Lake, I think what we've got to do is just see if we can recover some. I don't want to put numbers around our neck, because once we get the results through, that'll enable us to then do some calculations. We understand the size of this body. It's been it's been well marked out, and due to the nature of it, there's a drone survey we've done, etc. Over there, you can quickly pick up where the footprint of it and the significance.
So, how would you characterize Dotted Lake at this point, then, Darren?
Oh, this for us is very much Dotted Lake for the company is probably what you'd say a long way third. This is an opportunity, a very cost effective opportunity to find out if Dotted Lake, as it stands on the known data we have from the drill holes that we've conducted, is potentially commercial. And that's the overriding thesis around what we're doing now. We're reversing the process in effect. Normally in mining, you would drill and you would drill and you would drill and you would define your ore body, find out, then you go to metallurgical work, see what your recoveries are. That then dictates whether you can go mining, in the most simplistic terms. But here, what we're doing, we've got drill holes, big intercepts over a wide area on a body that's clearly defined from the work we've done. And then if we can get recoveries from that, then we know if we can take it forward in terms of next steps with drilling, etc. But listen, we're reversing the process. Extract works, then this has major implications.
Darren, we look forward to watching as the results come in, and very intriguing to hear about the potential upside here. For now, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.